Into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Friday, September 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that we're looking at is the possibility. The possibility that the people in this election cycle, and when I say people, I mean everybody, the candidates, the media, the voters, the clerks, all the things that go into this election is the people. One of the things you have to look at is how people are going to react. How are people going to interact? How are people going to take action? Political signs are being stolen. We have a trail cam photograph of a gentleman stealing signs, Trump signs, right here in my Torch Lake Township. The only thing we didn't get was the license plate. We have the year, make, and model, basically, of the vehicle, the four-door sedan, smaller size Cadillac he was driving. Clear picture of his face. Complete, full body shot. Based on him in front of his car, they can determine his approximate height, his age. They've got a picture of his face. It's going to be prosecuted. The Sheriff's Department, Antrim County, have been working on it. The man's going to be prosecuted. The property owner wants him prosecuted. He was on private property. Similar things happening in the Onaway School District race. Certain school teacher stole a yard sign. Now she's being investigated. Possible charges will be filed against her. Don't touch political signs. I'm warning you right now, don't do it. It's a felony, and you can be charged. And with people having cell phones now with cameras and video capabilities, do you really want to go to jail for stealing a sign? It's going to be over soon. It's going to be over. People are starting to get their absentee ballots. Again, text me. Got mine. AVB. Absentee voter ballot. Got mine. And then the county that you live in. If you're getting an absentee ballot. Because you have to understand that this is going to be ongoing as we speak, starting this weekend. They'll start being received in the mail You'll start getting campaign mailers. Again, grab an old shoebox somewhere that's stored in your closet. Ask your wife for one. Remove the shoes and use that shoebox through November 5th election. Every single political mailer you start getting, throw into the shoebox for me. We're going to do an unscientific poll by county starting on November 6th and 7th as to how many mailers you received at your house for this election cycle. Every single campaign mailer you get, I don't care if it's county commissioner, county clerk, Congress, U.S. Senate, presidential, both sides, keep them all. Look at them, throw them in the shoebox. When we get done with this election, we're going to count them up and start reporting the numbers based on your county that you live in and the parties that they came from. You might want to open up the shoebox, keep the Republican candidates on the right, the Democrats on the left, in the shoebox, so you can sort them as you put them in. It'll make it easier for us to count them up on November 6th. But the process with the people, the candidates, the debates, the media, the polls, everybody's like, Randy, I'm so sick of this already. I'm having burnout. Oh, baby, it hasn't even begun yet. We get through September. The only distraction for me is going to be baseball. But we get through September. This coming Tuesday is October 1st. What happens in the month of October? Well, you start out, the first is Tuesday. And then you look at the calendar. One starts on Tuesday, so it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks away. This coming Tuesday will be only 35 days. So, absentee ballots are going out, supposed to have been out 45 days before the election. They're late because of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s battle over getting his name removed from the ballot in Michigan. Jocelyn Benson and Attorney General Dana Nessel prevailed on that one. He's on the ballot. He'll probably get north of 100,000 votes here in Michigan. He will absolutely pull votes from Donald Trump. That's why he wanted his name off the ballot in Michigan. In New York, he wants his name on the ballot because he can pull votes from Biden. I connected the dots on those two stories that Downstate Kim sent me. I did some follow-up with some consultants. That's the plan. Stay on the ballot in New York, get off the ballot in Michigan. It didn't happen. So we move on. Now we know the rules of the game. The absentee ballots are starting to be mailed out. People will start responding. It's all set. And here's the other thing. We the people, have an option. We have an option to be able to be either participating and engaged or not. You have an opportunity to participate. How do you have the ability? It's your cell phone. We've talked about it before. Some of you have already gotten the videos. You've gotten the sign colored in oval that says vote Republican. You know why. The PAGS video. The black Christian conservative man's video about agreeing with Democrats, absolutely agreeing with Democrats when they say they don't like Trump. They don't like his personality. He's too divisive. He divides the nation. Well, you can get videos sent to your phone via a text message that you can share with people. You can forward them videos, these text messages, to your contact list. You can do it. You can choose to be engaged and participate in this election. And these videos do not tell people who to vote for. They educate. They get people to think. Especially the black Christian conservative man's video talking about agreeing with Democrats that Trump's divisive. Now, he says in that video he is voting for Trump, and he explains why. He comes at it from a biblical standpoint. But here is the main point. You can listen to the show, and you can hear the videos, and you can hear all the stuff that we're talking about, and consume it for yourself. Or you can decide to participate by texting me PAGS, for example. Getting the sign, colored in oval, vote Republican, you know why, and the PAGS video, which I'm going to play in the next segment. Yeah, I'm going to play it every single day until November 5th. So that you hopefully are motivated to by what you're hearing, you decide you want to share it. You want to share it? Just text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. It's a very simple process. It's a text message. It comes into your phone. You can forward it to your contacts. You can copy and paste it. You can even send it in an email. But we need to share the information. People, you have a decision to make. Are you going to participate? Are you going to be part of the process? Or just consume this information, have your opinion, maybe talk to people, but not really forward any legitimate information that could possibly influence people's thinking about who they're going to vote for in this election. Do you know in Michigan, they say that right now, based on recent polling, this is Real Clear Politics average, 8% of the people living in Michigan that plan to vote don't know who they're voting for yet, especially in the presidential. Now, this coming Tuesday, October 1st, is the vice president debate, J.D. Vance against Tim Walz. Well, it's going to be interesting. Could that influence some undecided voters? Could you getting this PAGS video, could you influence some voters? Got a decision to make, people. Participate or not participate. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1.
PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one before the history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Joe Pags created a video with bar graphs. He did research using 9 different indexes, inflation, all kinds of different things. He absolutely took the time to create this video. I can send you this video if you text me Pags, but you have to share it. Here's what Joe Pags had to say about 4 years of Donald Trump as president, 4 years of Biden-Harris.
What's really important to all of us, do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you could take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on.
PAGS, P-A-G-S. Now, I kind of reprimanded you guys yesterday because you hadn't requested it from me yet. I have your contacts in my phone. I know who's requested it because I have a PAGS folder. If you requested PAGS from me, you're in the PAGS folder. I have you guys stored in my phone. I know who I interact with. Here's the point. If you haven't done it yet, why haven't you? If you haven't texted me PAGS yet, why? You listen to the show. You have a cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone. Some of them are dinosaurs. You need a new cell phone. Go see Bob O'Donnell. Great Lakes Phones and Computer there in Petoskey. But the bottom line is, why haven't you done it yet? I have over almost 9,000 contacts in my phone. They're backed up every single day. I have an actual drive folder on a computer, a laptop. I connect it to my laptop. My contact list is uploaded every night. It's just habit, something I do every single day. Well, 9,000 people have not texted me asking me for the PAGS video. Now, a lot of my contacts are family, and I'm not going to deal with them and argue with them anymore. I'm done talking to my own family. Some of them are conservatives. Some of them are libertards. I pray for my family every single night, especially the young ones. As they get older and they start making more money and start paying more taxes out of their paycheck, they'll become more conservative. Your eyes start opening up. You start paying attention to politics and you become more conservative. It happens to all of us. But for those of you who are listeners to the show, occasionally you listen on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, on demand via the podcast. However, why haven't you texted me PAGS? Why have you not asked me for this video that I just aired and going to air on the show every day until November 5th? I'm going to absolutely harass you into texting me PAGS. We have got to get this information out to people. Absolutely, absolutely have to do it. Sorry, if you're listening to this show, you're wanting to know what's going on. You want to know what's happening. Michigan news, Michigan politics, now that we're running into a presidential election, some politics from Washington. But basically, we are an activist show. We go to events and we do things. You need to text me PAGS if you haven't done it yet. P-A-G-S. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with...